What about the Vikings?
Oh, well, I mean, it was a really troubled time in Irish history as well. Like, it was like a dark ages in most of Europe, but Ireland was like holding on to a really rich culture and art at the time, but the Vikings were steadily encroaching and invading all through Ireland. So it was quite a tough period in Irish history to live through.
And even in the movie, we find them everywhere. They burn houses, they kill people.
The idea, though, for the Vikings was obviously real Vikings didn't have horns like this and they weren't big demons. So we tried to show the Vikings something like how they would have been imagined by people who lived during those times. Because after a while, the Vikings became quite friendly and they founded Dublin and lots of our main cities. But at that period, like, Kells was attacked 9 times. So we just tried to imagine what the Vikings would have seemed like in people's imagination. The visual language in the movie was always supposed to be quite subjective. We tried to show how things might have been imagined by people at the time, rather than how they really were.
So it's a book of art. We have a lot of paintings inside. Was it clear for you to do an animation and not a real movie with actors and all this stuff?
Animation is a real movie. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Like live action.
Sorry.
No, because it would be crazy to try and tell this story the way we wanted to tell it with live action, because it's inspired by medieval art and we tried to make it look like medieval art. And also we were able to have that blur between reality and dreams and reality and myths and legends. It was much easier to make that transition in animation than with live action. People accept it more quickly. So it seemed the obvious choice.